Hello and welcome to the Crystal River Church of God podcast, where you will find focus for living.
Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. What an awesome God we serve. My scripture, I've been reading the scripture I told you guys for about maybe the last 3 months, Psalm 66 and verse number 9. I'm going to be preaching from 1 Samuel chapter number 30, but Psalm 66 and verse number 9, if they can put that on the screen, and I want you to stand with me just for just a second or two. Praise our God. Oh, the Lord is a mighty good King. Psalm 66 verse number 9 again, he keeps our soul among the living and does not allow our feet to be moved. Isn't that an awesome promise? Boy, that's some good stuff right there. That God is keeping you among the living. The only reason you're alive is because God is holding this whole thing together. Not by power, nor by might, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. And I want you right now to just lift up your hands. And the pastor said something just a few moments ago that many of us could possibly. Now, some of you are certifiably crazy. But let me tell you something, babies, precious dears. It can be a whole lot worse. You may have some issues with depression or discouragement or something like that. But a scripture like this, boy, I can travel with, he keeps my soul among the living. We had a girl in our church, 14 years old, committed suicide right before Christmas. Very, very gut-wrenching situation to go through at my family's church. And those of us that have life, he that hath the Son hath life, and those of us that have it and appreciate it and understand the value of it, the scripture just a few months ago came to me. God is holding this thing together. And I want you right now to just grab somebody's hand, if you would. If you don't want to be touched, you're in the wrong church. This is a touching and agreeing church. And so if you don't want to be touched by God or touched by somebody else, and listen, there is no swine flu, old flu, new flu up in here. Where's that flag-waving woman? Where's that woman that shouts and screams like an Indian? Where is she? Is she? She probably fell out on the floor. The one that waves the flag. I love to see her run with that flag and do that little two-step that she does. She's prayed perhaps for every chair in this room, every door in this place. And as you're holding that hand, I want you to begin to speak into them. God is holding your life together. We had something happen yesterday. A lot happened yesterday. We had some very powerful things, and then we had some things that the devil meant to happen. But the effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. Lord, we thank you that there's no reported death. The enemy wanted to bring suicide and death to us. But God, you blocked it again. You got between us and the grave and us and sorrow. And you gave somebody a testimony. You did it, God. You held it together again. And you suffered not our foot to be moved. We're standing like a tree planted by the rivers of water because of you. And we want to take this time to say thank you, Lord, for all you've done for us. Thank you for mercy and thank you for grace and thank you for air going through our lungs and energy in our body, sight, vision, ability to hear and speak and process and think. There's a lot going on in our lives, but God, you still got it going on. You're an awesome God. Continue to hold things together. And for this, we will give you praise and glory. And the people said, amen. Give God a mighty hand clap of praise and smile at somebody and let them know I love the Lord and I won't take it back. Come on, point at somebody and tell them I love the Lord and I won't take it back. God bless you. Be seated. 1 Samuel chapter 30 is my assignment. Pray that I will be like Elizabeth Taylor when she said to her 8th husband, baby, don't unpack because you ain't going to be here long. So somebody bind that long-winded demon and pray for a real strong Pentecostal Presbyterian anointing. And hopefully we can get out of here by late 30. Somebody say by late 30. There is a word from the Lord, but before we get into it, 1 Samuel chapter 30, I want to let you know that we have been blessed, and not only have we been blessed, but God has inspired us through the ministerial efforts of the one and only Pastor Ronnie and Madam Sherry Reed. I saw last night Brother Ronnie Reed do some things that were acrobatically impossible for any juggernaut at the circus. He danced on one leg, he spun, turned around, kissed himself like James Brown, and I thought for sure that James Brown was black, but James Brown is a white boy from Alabama. Come on, clap your hands. Amen for this moving and grooving, dancing and dipping, sliding across the floor. Every time I see Dr. Reed and his ability to sing, he can play, he's got a smoking hot wife and pretty good-looking daughters, I just hate his guts. How about you? I just can't stand it. I'm just kidding. When you're blessed, people envy. You can't call yourself blessed and nobody doesn't say to you, make me sick. It's just the way it is. Joseph didn't do anything to anybody, but his own brothers hated him for no reason at all. And how many of you know Jesus didn't do nothing to anybody? And Judas stabbed him in the back. And the list goes on and on and on and on. That oftentimes your worst enemy's got your same last name. My God, somebody say ouch or say amen. But if God be for you, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. And God will give you absolute victory. Brother Miller said something on Sunday morning that we not only have the victory to go to heaven, but we have the victory to live through this present world. We have the victory to live through betrayals and live through fiery trials and live through bad things happening to good people, knowing that your steps are ordered by God. And if God allowed you to go in it, it's God who's going to bring you out of it. And how many of you can honestly say, I see better days ahead? Come on, lift up your hands and say, I see better coming. I've been through the worst of it, and I'm getting ready to enjoy, pressed down, shaking together, good measure. I wish I had a shouter in this house. You ain't seen the best of your life yet. My God, I'm telling you, things gonna happen in your life. Bald people gonna grow hair. False teeth gonna become real teeth. I'm telling you, you're going to be unbelievable, baby. Those of you women in here, you don't have long hair. If you can't achieve it, believe it. And God will help you look just like you want to look. The word of the Lord in 1 Samuel chapter number 30, look at somebody and smile and let them know that you're not as mean as your face says you are. We need to smile and rejoice, and we need to have the capacity to laugh. And you need to be able to laugh at yourself. I was in Statesboro, Georgia, a few years ago, and I was in this wonderful hotel, this Gothic Victorian-like hotel. And I hung my coat on one of the posts in the bed, one of the bedposts, and I just had it there. And I woke up about 3 o'clock in the morning, and the air conditioner was just blowing that coat back and forth. And I looked and I said, devil, you came to kill me. I know it's you. I rebuked the devil for 45 minutes. I spoke in tongues and I got enough courage to get out the bed and I crawled and I said, devil, I'm coming for you. And I grabbed it. I said, this is my coat. I said, Lord, why you let me rebuke my coat for 45 minutes? And I felt the Holy Ghost say, that's the funniest thing I ever seen in my life. I just watched you. Go for Samuel 30. When you got it, say amen. Look at your neighbor and say, don't laugh. You've done some dumb stuff yesterday. The word of the Lord in 1 Samuel chapter number 30, verse number 1. I preached this message on numerous occasions, but I had to revisit this bone to pick some more meat off of it because one word changed my entire capacity to extrapolate this verse, and that one word is it. And it came to pass. In another version it said, and it happened. When David and his men were come to Ziklag on the third day that the Amalekites had invaded the south and Ziklag, smitten Ziklag, and burnt it to the ground. Verse number 2. And had taken the women captives, they that were there. And they slew not any. They didn't kill anybody. But they just carried them away and went on their way. Verse number 3. So David and his men came to the city, and behold, it was burned to the ground. Their wives and sons and daughters were taken captive. Verse 4. And then David and the people that were with him lifted up their voice and wept until they had no more power to weep. Look at somebody and shake your head and say, that's a whole lot of crying. When you cry until you can't cry no more. And verse number 5 is personal. See, sometimes when you are the leader, you're in a leadership capacity, people oftentimes misinterpret or misconstrued that what happens to them can't happen to you. But I want you to know that the devil, as God, is no respecter of persons, neither is the devil a respecter of persons. And notice, and David's two wives were taken. Oh, Pastor Ronnie can lift up his hands and say, the enemy has fought my children. And the enemy is, while I was trying to get your kids out of something, the enemy was trying to do something to my kids. So you got to give one another grace, because all of us are dealing with one thing. Well, the pastor's kids are the worst kids. You can't talk about nobody's kids, nobody's family. All of us are in the same boat. We're dealing with the same devil. We're dealing with trials and tribulations and traumas and bad things that just come out of nowhere that blindside you. I need somebody to lift your hands and say, I'm dealing with some things I didn't know I was going to be dealing with. Things have happened in my life that I didn't know that it could happen. Like, I need a real, saved, sanctified, tongue-talking, hand-clapping, tambourine-banging, jumping, shouting saint to say, it happened to me. Let me bring you up to speed. Listen, it's easy to talk about folk and then it happened to you. This ain't my section. Let me find my section. See, it's easy to talk about, you know, they ought to do this and they ought to do that. And if I were you, and then it come up on you. There are some things that happen in your life that'll make you shut your mouth. And if you're honest and you're not too mean, there's some things that can happen in your life that'll make you go and apologize to people and say, forgive me, because I really didn't know all the nuances of what you were going through. And I didn't know how fiery trials can be real hot. Ah, God Almighty. David said, and I can just preach this, and David's two wives were taken. In other words, David said, it happened to me. I love Charles Stanley. I live around the corner from him, and I've visited with him and sat and talked with Dr. Charles Stanley. Imagine that, a black Pentecostal and an old white Baptist, and we enjoy one another's company. We went to Papa Do's, and he talked to me about how he went through that terrible divorce in his life, and he said how he had preached all year long about stay together. It's easy to preach it, and then it come to your house, and it come up in your family, and then you got there's some things that will make you shut up and sit down on a stump and say, what bus just ran over me, and then it had the nerve to back up over top of me? Somebody lift both of your hands and say, life. Life. But look at what happened in verse number 6. And David was distressed. And the people spake a stone in him. They said, we know what we're going to do. We're going to kill David. We got a great idea. Let's barbecue Ronnie and fry Sherry. I know what to do. Let's kill David. You know what will solve our problem? Blame somebody else. Haven't tithed, haven't given, haven't showed up, haven't been in prayer, haven't been in the word. And the easy thing is to blame somebody else for the inactivity in your life. My God, this is what people will do, that you think you know them. You don't really know nobody until you go through hell with them, until you go through the fire with them, until you go through they're not your friend until you call them to your house and you ain't got to clean up before they get in there. A real friend is when somebody comes to your house and you ain't got to clean up. You got marinara sauce on the ceiling. Your dog ain't ate in 3 weeks. Your cat done scratched your sofa. Your kid got a poopy diaper. One sock on your foot, the other on your nose. Let me tell you something. That's your real friend that walked in your house and said, uh-uh, baby, let me help you fix yourself up because you ain't you. And look at what happened. The people spoke of stoning him because the soul of all the people were grieved, every man for his son and his daughter. But look at verse, how this thing ends, the B clause. But David encouraged himself. Notice, it never said the three musketeers or the butcher, the baker, and the candlestick maker came and said, Dave, you're going to be all right. David had to isolate for an impartation from God. Sometimes in life, everybody sleep, and you got to pray in the Garden of Gethsemane by yourself. And that's hard. Because somebody ought to be spiritual enough to bear your infirmities. But there are points in your life where it's not meant for anybody to be there but you and Almighty God. Lift your hands and say, I've been there where it wasn't nobody but me and Almighty God. And then you and God, and you're dealing with the whispering sounds of people saying, we ought to stone him. Come on. We ought to get rid of. I'm talking about people that were saying Hosanna one day, and then a week later, crucify him. But David found strength in his source. But David, this says everything changed. The bickering, the gossiping, the lying, the shooting missiles at you to blow up your life. He changed his whole situation by getting this revelation. God is my source, not people. And oftentimes, the folks that you run with, they don't have your back. They just want your benefits. And as long as they running with you, they get to eat with you. They get to sleep where you sleep. They get to enjoy the niceties that come with being connected to you. They just like your benefits. They ain't got your back. Sometimes you think that people are, for the most part, your confidant. They're not your confidant. They're your colleague. Sometimes you're fighting in a battle, and that person is just your comrade. They're fighting against what you're fighting against. They ain't fighting for you. They just fighting for what they're against because you're against it. And so don't get it twisted and tell a comrade what you should tell a confidant. Because if you tell a comrade what you should tell a confidant, a comrade will turn around and stab you. And you say, why did you stab me? When it's a snake and you throw it out, don't be deceived when the snake bites you in the neck. So sometimes it's just you and God. And then God will fix them other folk. Somebody say, God will jack them other folk up. You just get with God and let God fix the people for where you need to go and what you... I just told y'all some stuff that will save you a whole lot of therapy. Stop talking to people that ain't got your back. Stop talking to people that can't help you. Stop talking to people that are not for you. Everybody grinning in your face is not your friend. Somebody open your mouth and say, I hear you, Zig. David shifted out of this. Notice, go to the A clause of verse 6. Go to the top of the verse. And David was greatly distressed. Now, this is how it starts. Now, go to the end of the verse. He's going to go to the B clause. But then he encouraged himself. Go back to the A clause. Go back to the A clause. And David was not just distressed. It was bad. It was Lifetime movie with them old pajamas and 12 donuts with a Pepsi. With Mary J. Blige in the background singing some blues. Just another sad love song racking my brain. Y'all don't hear what I'm saying. Blue Monday. That, when you come in and you see your wife, her hair ain't done. She got ketchup on her robe and jelly in her hair. And that ain't the time to say, what's for dinner? When she done been running after 3 kids all day, her mama getting on her nerves, she just got fired from her job, and you come in and say, you're going to wake up the Shaka Zulu up in that woman, and she going to cut you like Loretta Bobbitt. Sometimes it ain't the right time. Oh, this baby right here just shook her head. See, this looked like a nice... Betty Crocker cooking biscuit white woman, but she will jack you up in this house and slap your wig off. Don't play with no white girl with a smile. I'm just playing with y'all. Look at it. Look at it. David was greatly distressed, but what I'm trying to tell you is you can't stay there. It happened. It hurt me. It wounded me. I cried about it. I got bags up under my eyes. I had to go get a little something to fix myself up before I came to church. Yes, I got problems at home, problems with the kids, but guess what? I'm not going to stay here. Hey, somebody open your big mouth and say the devil should have killed me when he had me down. You shouldn't have just talked about it. You should have did it. But the devil can't kill you. It's God. I feel like shouting, my God. Watch this now. Watch this. Look at the verse. For the people spoke a stone in him. Look at somebody and say, yabba dabba do. Yeah. Listen, ain't no need for us to talk about it. If you want to go outside, I will take you outside and we will get it on like a pot of neck bone. If you want to fight, we going to fight. But they were just talking. That's all it was. All it was. And you getting yourself all worked up and them people sleep. And you up all night cleaning out your gun. And them people don't want no part of you. 99% of the things that you worried about ain't even going to happen. All the devil is doing is talking about what he ain't gonna never do to you. The doctor told Melissa and I, y'all ain't gonna never have no kid. Y'all might as well just give up on that. It ain't gonna happen. And my grandma, who had 12 kids, we said, Nana, the doctor just told us such and such and such and such. And guess what? We were loyal to what the doctor said. Ah. And sometimes you so loyal to people talking about you that you can't even get a word from God because you so loyal to what they bluffing and what they saying, and you can't have this and you can't be that and you ain't gonna never get married. You're gonna be an old maid. The devil is a liar. Honey, do you not remember what you prayed for? You didn't pray for a man. You prayed for a man with muscles, with a house in Vermont, with a summer house in the Bahamas. It take God some time to get you that kind of man. And if you need a man that bad, go on and get you a pair of Levi's and hang them up in your closet. They got my man and but don't just get anything. If you gonna get a man, pray for God to send you Superman. Don't just ask for a woman. Say, God, let Jay-Z slip on a Lego and give me Beyonce, but save her, sanctify and fill her with the Holy Ghost. And honey, I can roll with that. But see here, he was distressed because the people, repeat after me, the people, repeat after me, the people, repeat after me, the people. The people. That's why he was upset. And if you're not careful, people could get all up in your spirit. All up in your mind, and you'll be thinking about what they say they're gonna do, and you up and they sleep. Because some people, they only feel good when you feel bad. And somebody lift your hands and say, that is sick. That something is wrong with that kind of thinking. Go back to verse number one. I'm already preaching, I'm almost done. No, I'm not, I'm just kidding. And it happened. Look at that word. And it came to pass. This is so sad because I have had a few battles with it, where the thing that I feared the most came upon me. That's what Job said. I really feared this happening. And guess what? It happened. Just the way the devil said. Came in, took Job's kids, took Job's business, and then Job's wife says, Job, curse God and die. The reality is, there is a trial for all of us, a tribulation for all of us. As I said on Sunday morning, it's better to have cancer with Jesus than to have cancer and depending on the Mayo Clinic. It's better to go through marital problems with Jesus and a church like this than to be out there on an island by yourself. And so, sisters and brothers, there is no such thing, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. said, as if. There is only when. There's going to be a trial that make your bones hurt. There's going to be a trial that you cry all night and all day and you feel like death. You look like death. You don't care how you look when you walk out the house, because when it happens, it changes everything. That happy song becomes a sad song. David found out that it can happen to you on multiple levels. And David, in one occasion of his life, said, many are they that say of my soul, there is no help for you in God. Many, I got so many enemies that I can't even count them. And this was just another test or another event in his development as a man of God. This was just another situation. My grandma called them, it's a situation. And if you live long enough, you're going to find out that it can happen. You can be Word of Faith, you can be Pentecostal, you can be Catholic, you can be Baptist, you can be, I don't care, I don't care what you are. If you live long enough, life will happen to you.
I'm talking about unexpected betrayals. I'm talking about somebody waking up saying they don't love you no more. I ain't never loved you. I just got with you just to get with you. I'm talking about when the doctor comes and says we found a spot, we found a lump, and I'm talking about in your child. I'm talking about things that can happen in your life. My father retired and he went out and bought a boat and all things were going to be wonderful, and then my father couldn't hear in his left ear. All of a sudden, just something happened. Just out of the blue. He just retired, went and bought a boat, and bam, he couldn't hear. It's called life. My good friend, I've been knowing Thomas Jakes for many years, and he was in a situation where his wife was bit by a spider, and the spider bite was so severe that it was eating the meat off of her bone. It was just a severe spider bite, and she couldn't walk. See, you see people's glory, but you don't know people's story, what they had to do to get where they are. You look at Pastor Ronnie and Sherry, and you see this beautiful auditorium, but you don't know, remember many of us, the church right out yonder. You don't remember where they had to come from to get where they are. And stop downplaying where God brought you from. I need somebody that know God brought me from a mighty long way, and I'm not going to apologize for the favor and the blessing and the doors God opened in my life. I need somebody that's not ashamed of favor to shout in this house. Shake your neighbor's hand and say, I'm a blessed person. I'm a blessed child of God. I am a blessed person. I'm not blessed because of me. I'm not blessed because of who I know. I'm not blessed based on my last name. I'm blessed because if God is for me and I am for him, big things happen when you are for God. Somebody shout in this house. And it still happened. Life. Pains in life. All of a sudden, I was at the red light this morning, and I was behind this person, and I was looking at them go through a red light. I don't know what they were thinking. I don't know what was going on. All I know is all of a sudden, they just started going through the red light, and I started to blow my horn. But you know what? You don't know what's going on in that person's mind. Sometimes you in the car, but you're not in the car. Sometimes you on the job, but you're not on the job. Sometimes your body is there, but your mind is somewhere else. Sometimes you're in church, but you're not in church, because you got so many things going on in your life and in your head and in your heart. Sometimes you're just in it, and then you start going. And the car was coming, and the man started blowing, and all of a sudden, they stopped. And I rolled the window down, and I reached my head out the car, and I said, that's a red light. And Pastor Sherry and Ronnie been trying to tell some of you, that's a red light. Wait till it changes. Y'all missed a good place to shout. Wait until he changes it. I don't know who I'm talking to, but you can't do nothing about your situation until God turns it around. And I came from Atlanta to tell you, just as sure as you got to it, God is going to bring you out of it. I don't care what's going on in your life. Stop until he changes it. When God says, be still, and you still moving. When God says, be still, you know what he wants you to do? You know why? Because when he tells you to be still, he's behind the scene working things out. I don't know who I'm talking to, but God told me to tell you, I'm going to shift this thing in your favor. I'm going to shift this thing in your life. Put on your shouting shoes. Lift up your head. Give God the glory. I don't know who needed this word, but God is working on your back. Somebody praise him for the next 30 seconds. Somebody praise him. Help me shout, Josh. Help me shout. Help me shout. Help me shout, boy. Shout him out. Ow! Hallelujah. It happened. Read that verse. And it happened. Doctor said you got cancer. Doctor said you got diabetes. Doctor said your bones are deteriorating. And your kidneys are failing. The job says we're cutting back. Your son, your daughter says the worst imaginable thing. I have actually been contemplating. So it's how you deal with your kid don't want to live no more. I'm not talking about in California or Arizona or Boston or New York City. I'm talking about a Crystal River kid that goes to a church like this that's having a real hard time. Oh, somebody wave at me and say, it happened to me. Unexpected, wasn't looking for it, was an ordinary August, was a serene September, and boy, I just went through a red light. Sometimes the other car stops, but sometimes you are at an intersection where both of y'all are going through the same thing at the same time, and they're not as fortunate. Some excuses are, I wasn't paying attention, or I didn't even know I did it. That woman who drowned her kids in South Carolina just was so depressed that she got out the car, and the car went into the lake and sunk to South Carolina, and the woman didn't even remember doing it. Don't ever say what you won't do. Just say, Lord, I wish I'm never in that position, because there is a pressure postpartum. Oh, lift up your hand. They say postpartum depression. These women that have these babies and bring these babies home, and then they get their home for 6 weeks or 8 weeks, and then they got to go to work and leave their baby oftentimes with somebody they don't even know. And so you got to trust somebody with something that you don't even want to leave. Can I talk real talk? And all you can do sometimes, the only emotion you got is weeping. That's all you got. They said, Jeremiah, what you going to do? I'm going to cry about it. What? I'm going to cry. What that's going to do? Maybe God hear me.
Yeah, come on.
Perhaps while I'm crying, the Lord will stoop down and do something about this situation. How many of you have ever said, God, I need you to come down and do something? I don't care what it is. SOS. Something about my situation. Oh, God. We had this girl in Baltimore, this woman in Maryland, when I was working for T.L. Lowry, and this woman's son was getting ready to catch the bus to go to school, and these old evil, twisted gangsters shot the boy, mistaken identity. This woman had one child, and doggone it, they shot that boy. Dr. Lowry was low, Mildred was low, the whole church was low, because it was a good boy. No trouble, just lived in the ghetto, but the boy had a scholarship to Georgetown University Oh, he was on his way. And just a mistaken identity, and his life was gone. I'm telling you, things happen. And the mama just cried. And at the funeral, she said, tell him I want to say something. He said, what? I said, Dr. Lowry, she said she won't say something. And Dr. Lowry said, bring her on up here. And she got up there, and all she said, and I'll never forget it, she said, I'm not all right, but I'm going to be okay. Before Paul Walker, that great Church of God pioneer in Atlanta, Georgia, Mount Paran, this black woman's son died at Timothy Fleming's church. And the woman, it was such a tragedy in Atlanta. And this black woman got on television and said, I want Paul Walker to preach my son's funeral. I said, what? Paul Walker? You want that white guy to preach your funeral? You don't even know him. But at her job at the hospital, she had met him and saw his Christian demeanor. And there was something about him that woman just, and big old 4,000 member all black church. And somebody said, Dr. Walker, that woman wants you. And then Paul Walker come on down the aisle with all them black preachers, sat in the big chair and preached that woman's child funeral. Got murdered in Atlanta, Georgia. And the woman was crying. And Paul Walker come out the pulpit and lean down on that black woman and said, whatever pain she's feeling, let me feel it. 3 months later, his son, Paul Dana, got killed in a wreck. And the same pain that was on that black woman was on Paul Walker. And at the grave of Paul Dana Walker, there my witness, Dr. Paul Walker sang, God is so good. He's so good. So good to me. Lift up your hands and say, it happened to me, but my God is so good. I've been lied to, I've been betrayed, but blessed be the name of the Lord. The Lord giveth, the Lord taketh away. Bad things happen to good people, but guess what? It does not change how I feel about God, how I worship God, how I view God, how I see God. I see God high and lifted up, and his train fills the temple. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. Forget not his benefits. His benefits are every morning. Oh God. Listen, this grown folks preaching. Be ye steadfast. It's easy to say, but it's hard to do it. I'm talking about you got to be steadfast when your world has been rocked by a life quake. And you were just walking and the ground started shaking. And you're in darkness. What do you do when the lights go out in your life and you're in darkness? Let me tell you what you do. Number one, you weep. Strong men, strong women weep. Lift your hands if you've been there. But all you could do, there was no other response. You're in a weeping place because sometimes you can't tell folk how you really feeling. Emotionally broken, spent, worn out, depressed, discouraged, faithless, overwhelmed. Talk to me, church. Somebody lift your hand. Give me some more adjectives. And give me another adjective, somebody. Without hopeless. And you say, like,
September 11th. God, where are you? You let this happen to us. This ain't never happened to us. Almost 3,000 people. And this is, I was in England, and I was with a moderate Muslim was driving me, and he said, these bad Muslims make it bad for the moderate good Muslims. And I was driving, I said, I just hope you ain't got no bomb in your underwear. That's all I care. I've been looking at you ever since you picked me up. We had to laugh because it's getting tense up in here. And this guy just drove me all the way I wanted to go. We had a beautiful time together. But September 11th was hard. It wasn't just hard in New York City. It was hard in Crystal River. Because you didn't know what was next. And how many of you honestly have seen things in your family happening and you say, if it ain't one thing. And then sometime it come like this. And it just keep coming. And boy, and then sometimes you're going through so much stuff that you forget to pay your water bill. You just forgot. And then you go to take a shower and the water don't work. And then you really go buck wild, boo boo, shoot, she numb crazy. Anyone in this house? Anyone in this house? I'm talking about where you're going through a lot of stuff and then one more thing hit. And it can be small to you, but to them. See, you got to pay the bill. Sometimes it ain't a bill. Sometimes it was just too many things. I was in West Virginia. Our associate, Brother Miller, from West Virginia. And this bridge called the Silver Bridge. And I woke up and the bridge collapsed. Too many cars went over that bridge for too many years. And one day the bridge didn't even tell nobody. Bridge didn't even tell nobody. The bridge just collapsed. Just nobody didn't even. No warning, no flashing light. I'm going to crash today. And most people, when they wake up in the morning, they didn't know they was going to crash. It just happens. And you just cry. But I want you to know something. Go to verse 4, because I got to finish. Go to verse 4. That's all you could do is just cry. And I don't listen. What I've been through in my life, I don't tell nobody, now nah, don't cry.
Right.
Are you nuts?
That's right.
Have you lost your... Well, don't cry about it. Some old stuffy old grandma who smelled like peppermint and mothballs. That don't cry. Because she done sucked everything up. Some old blowfish. Old wig-wearing witch from Transylvania. Don't cry. Don't let nobody see you cry. Sometimes you can't help it. Sometimes you're just in so much pain and agony. And most of the folks that are telling you not to cry is because they dismiss everything and they're beyond feeling and they become a hard old prune. They become mean and bitter, and like my daddy used to say, you better suck it up. Sometimes you suck too much up. You know, just suck it up. I remember I had a concussion. I was on the football field, and the man hit me. He hit me so hard, I went to the other team's side. And my granddaddy said, Johnny Earl ain't doing good. You think I was sitting on the other team bed? They came over there and got me and brought me back. And my daddy's clapped in my hand, said, Johnny Earl clapped in my hand. He said, and about 2-3 more plays, my daddy said, all right, we need you to run a tall sweep. And if you could get these 5 yards, you ain't got to play the rest of the game. Can you do it, son? Can I? I can't even see.
I can't even hear. Who are you? Who am I? Where am I from? How did I get here? Who put these pads on? That's life. That's life. Have you ever been there, honey? I'm talking about sometimes you don't even know how you got to work. You just pulled up and you said, well, my God, how I got here? Because you're going through so much. So much happening. And pastor, they come to church, and this is why Crystal River is so important. And this is why, Josh, the music got to be anointed. You got to be led by the Spirit. You got to operate. You got to be quick. You got to think on your feet. You got to be consecrated, because you don't know what people are going through any given Wednesday, any given Sunday. That's why we need the focus groups. That's why we need each other. We're stronger when we stand together, when we're unified, when we're together in one place on one accord. Something can happen. You weep, but you can't stay there. At some point, you get up. And then when you get up, verse 6 happens. 8 claws. You get up. And you shake it off. And then you got to deal with people. Larry, Curly, and Moe. The Scarecrow, the Tin Man, and the Lion with no courage. When you finally get up, David was weeping. And then, come on, Josh, you're the only one I can use. He finally gets up. Sit down. You're too big for me to hold you now. You're too big. He finally gets up, and then he's got to deal with, look at it. Look at it. If it wasn't for him, we wouldn't be in this mess. If it wasn't for him, you wouldn't have what you have, and you wouldn't be doing what you're doing, and you wouldn't be where you are. But I come. Let me go get somebody else. Come on, Smokey. He done got happy. Oh, God. Somebody help him shout. Somebody help him shout. Something you don't know what the well, I just felt the Holy Ghost stop by and bless my soul. Somebody help me. I dare you to give God a crazy praise. I dare you. I double dog dare you. I triple dog dare you. Praise him. Come on, baby. Come on, baby. Pick your feet up. The devil is a liar. Pick your feet up, girl. Pick your feet up, girl. Get up. Lift your hands. And I want you to say it like this. I got to get up from here. I got to get up from here. In the name of Jesus, I got to get up from this place that I've been in. I got to get up. The problem is, when you do get up, you got to walk through the valley in the shadow of people. See, it's one thing to go through the valley in the shadow of death. But then you got to go through the valley in the shadow of your mama Nim, your Aunt Gertrude, your Uncle Snooky, your cousin Sam, critical, mean, traditional religious church people. It's one thing to go through the valley in the shadow of death. It's another thing. Where you at, Smokey? You have to go through, and you know people talking about you. And guess what? It demoralizes you.
Sticks and stones may hurt my bones, but words.
Listen, you ain't had the right words said over you. You know what's evil? Pastor Ronnie and Sherry, this is what really hurts. When people leave the church, And they say stuff like this. Y'all gonna find out after a while. Like they insinuate. They don't say it. But they put enough vinegar in it.
Yeah, he's stealing money. You know, people will plant something in your head and then try to water it with doubt and make you doubt people that really want to hurt you, make you doubt people that's trying to get you to the next level. Pastor ain't sleeping with nobody's daughter. He ain't been messing around. He's been faithful. He's been strong. He's been preaching the word. Don't let nobody bring you no junk about your pastor and your first lady. Don't let nobody. I don't care who it is.
Some of y'all ain't open your mouth. You just look straight at the ceiling. But I know how it is. For people just to plant, just to put something in the wind. Y'all will find out after a while. You're going to find out after a while that God's going to give him double for his trouble. For every one leave, God going to send 20. For every one witch that fly out, God going to open up Crystal River. I'm telling you, God's getting ready to give us this mountain. He's going to give us black folk, white folk, Latinos. We're getting ready to go into a season of better, better. Lift up your hands and say better.
David back up against the wall, and he comes out of that weeping, and he got to deal with this junk. People speak of stoning him. Who, me? You. What they say? They say, you. Me? Yeah, you. With your dressed up self. Smokey? Yeah, you, Smokey. They said it about you. Me?
I ain't done nothing to nobody.
Yeah, you did. Because the evidence, it don't always have to be true. And guess what, Smokey? Listen to old Ziggy Zig, and I'm going to help you. When it hit, it's on page 1. When they find out it was a lie, it's on page 22. Can I talk back to me? Go to B clause now. But David, worship. In other words, he took his attention off of people and shifted his position in God. Your biggest problem, my biggest problem, is we don't shift our attention to the person that can fix the whole thing. Grab somebody's hand. And I want you right now to pray for a divine shift. A divine shift. Oh, God, I feel the Holy Ghost on this word, Jill. A shift in your mind. A shift in your spirit, where you will not be in that murky place, in that sunken place. You won't be depressed and discouraged. I pray for encouragement from your God in your spirit that your future is bright. God's got your battles won. Your victory won. Your victory won. Lift up your hand, church. Hallelujah. 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 He gonna shift it. He gonna shift it. He gonna shift it. He gonna shift it. Come on, look at God and say, I know you're going to shift it. Help me praise him. 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 I don't know who I came for, but God told me to tell you he's going to shift this whole thing. Somebody stand up right now and turn around in a circle and say, God is going to shift the whole thing in your favor. Shout yes.
yeah. Praise him like you want to praise him. Shout like you want to shout. Give him glory. Praise him, Kelly. Praise him, my Kelly. Go on and encourage yourself. Encourage yourself. Come here, Steve. Where's your wife? Come here, wifey. Get behind this woman. You get in front of this woman and speak victory. Victory's in front of you. Victory's behind you. The Holy Ghost is in front of you. The Holy Ghost is behind you. Joy is in Alabasha. Hey! Hey! Next level, honey. Come here. A-claws. 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 Here we go. Say your name. Priscilla was greatly distressed. B-claws. 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 But Priscilla encouraged herself in the Lord her God. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I feel like shouting. I feel like running. I feel like dancing. Hey, go ahead, girl. Help yourself. Help yourself. Come here, honey. Come here. What's your name? A-Claws. A-Claws. What's your name? And Cindy was greatly distressed. B-Claws. But Cindy encouraged herself in the Lord her God. In other words, she turned it over to Jesus. She gave God the praise. Oh God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We walk by faith and not by sight. 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 I'm gonna give y'all 1 minute to praise God like you lost your mind. Give me everything you got. 1, 2, 3, do it. Feet and praise him. Pick up your feet and praise him. Pick up your feet and praise him. Come on, Nana. Come on, Nana. Help yourself. Help yourself. Help yourself. Help. My God. Hallelujah. Ball up your fist. I've been in a weeping place. I've been in a worship place. Now I'm going to a warfare place. I'm getting ready to take back what the devil stole from me. I'm getting ready to recover. What's your name, Tracy? Say it. But Tracy.
But Tracy.
Encourage.
Encourage. Herself.
In the Lord. In
the Lord.
Hold a minute. Pastor Steve, where's that youth pastor? Where's Smokey? Yeah, yeah. Smokey, Steve, they working. Where's Sam? Where's Sam at? Get up here, Sam. You need to be up here, son. Come on up here, Sam. Come on up here, kids' church pastor. I want you to do something. I am sick and tired. tired of people living in depression, living in fear, living in anxiety, living in lack, living in broken heart. It's time to live the life that God said you can live. Come on, boys. I want you. Come here, mama. You look like you're revved up and ready to go. Come on here, mom. Come on, boys. I want us right now to go around this church and bring people to this altar. Get out in that aisle. Get on out there and bring people to this altar. Say, come on up here and get some encouragement. Come on up here and get some joy. Come on up. Right where you are. This is my but God moment. Come here, honey. Come here, dear heart. Go grab Pastor Ronnie. Go grab Pastor Ronnie. Hey, Jesus. It can happen to the best of us. But when you encourage yourself, what that scripture really means, I started meditating on the promises of God. And everything got brighter. Everything got better in my mind. What are you saying, Brother Ziegler? They didn't even have the family back. See, most people would have got happy when they got the family back. You got to get happy about what God's about to do. You got to start shouting about, oh, praise him, Sam. Praise him, Sam. You got to go ahead, Sam. You need to get loose, Sam. You need to help him shout. Help him shout. Help him shout. Help. Pedal. Wait a minute. I feel like shouting. Grab somebody by the hand and say, neighbor, I'm about to shout about what's about to happen. When I count to three, start shouting. One, two, three, go. When they got the kids back, he did this before he got the family back. I want you to do, Pastor Ronnie last night said, do an Indian dance. Open your mouth and holler. Get out in that aisle. Get in that aisle and shout. 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 Praise the Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Give him the God. Get in that aisle. You're too tense. Get out there. Praise him. Go down there and shout. Go down there and shout. Down there and shout. Pick up your feet. Pick up your feet. And shout. Pick up your feet. Shout. Let the people have a good time. Don't push it. Let the people have a good time. I gotta praise, and I gotta to get it out. I gotta praise. Yeah, I gotta praise. I gotta praise, and I got. I gotta praise. I gotta praise, and I gotta get it out. Praise it. Praise it. Yeah, I'm a hustler. Go on and help him shout. Pick up your feet, girl. My God. Let them people shout. Let them people shout. Go on, shout, girl. Go on, shout. Praise God. Right now, y'all. Listen, Brother Ronnie, I saw this afternoon. They didn't get, go to verse 19. Now, remember this. Go to verse 19. They're on their way to verse 19. Watch this. They didn't get recovery.
Come on.
It took literally from 6 to 19.
Come on.
They didn't get victory for 13 verses.
All right.
But before they got recovery,
come on,
they got encouraged.
Come on.
Oh, hallelujah. Ela babashanda la bokosa. What they prayed for until verse 19. But in verse 6, they knew it's going to happen. What are you saying, Brother Ziegler? They kidnapped their families, but you know what was in them? They're still alive. Hope springs eternal. A woman in this church had an unfortunate incident Sunday. Another man had a heart attack Sunday. While we were shouting and jumping and dipping, and Pastor Ronnie was doing the electric slide for Jesus, the devil said, I'll show you. Devil, you ain't showed us nothing.
Come on.
Oh, God, hallelujah. Come on, Jill. Verse 6, a clause. Jill was greatly distressed.
Sometimes you're just distressed.
Yep. You just hurt, leaking pain. Everywhere you go, people know you've been there because the leakage of the pain trailing you. Go to the B clause. But Jill encouraged herself. Yeah. And guess what? Verse 19. It doesn't matter when you recover. What matters is you get encouraged. I might not get recovery for 5 years. But if God said, I'm going to do it. Sarah said,
25 years later, he kept his promise. Kelly, listen to me. Go verse 6. You might not be recovering. Recovery is hard. Anybody in here ever had surgery? Well, when you get surgery, they say, walk to that nurse's station. You get up, you think you can walk. I got up and I almost blacked out. And I had to go through therapy. But I kept on walking. And when I made it to that nurse's station, they said, Mr. Ziegler, you ready to go home. But it took time for me to go to get recovery.
Right.
But when I was laying there and I've got up too fast. Yep. Right. And I said, oh Lord, the room went to black. But when I recovered, it was a while before I got it all back. But a promise is a guarantee. I want you to lift your hands. And I want you to say it tonight. I'm encouraged to walk with Jesus. Yes, I am. And I want you to walk down to this altar. Anybody got a big old bag of encouragement tonight? It happened. But guess what? I survived it. And I'm encouraged that God's got better for me. Grab somebody's hand and walk to this altar. Come on up here, Pastor Ron, and share. Bring your family. Was this a word for somebody tonight? Come on up on the stage. Bring your girls. Stephen Miller, bring your family on that stage. Where's your husband? Get your husband and get on that stage. That's your daughter? Well, take on up there with you. You done got her now. Sometimes you get the word that be encouraged. Recovery is up the road. But be encouraged now. You know why you need to be encouraged? You need to be encouraged so that when the recovery comes, you can handle it. You can't handle no recovery bitter. You can't handle recovery distressed. You got to be like Job. Job forgave them people that talked about him. And God turned the whole thing. But God didn't turn it until he forgave folks. I want you to come with your hands up. Look at all these people that need encouragement. And can't nobody encourage you like God. And I'm going to say some things. And I want you to grab these things that are coming out of my mouth. This battle is not yours. This battle is God's. 1,000 shall fall at thy side and 10,000 at thy right hand, but none shall come nigh thee. So shall your head be lifted up round about your enemies. And only with your eyes shall you see your reward. Weeping may endure for the night, but joy is coming in the morning. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. And this is an ancient prophecy from Isaiah. You're going to mount up with wings as eagle and you're going to fly out of this thing. Isaiah was telling him, you're going to fly out of Babylon. You're coming out of Babylon. You're coming out. That was a prophecy. Can I give you another word of encouragement? He that begun the work, he's going to finish it. Can I give you another word? Do yourself no harm. We're all here. You and your house are going to be saved, Philippian jailer. You're going to see victory in your house and victory in your family and victory with your children. Victory, 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 victory. Those of you that are sick and diseased, I am the Lord that healeth thee. I was wounded for your transgressions, bruised for your iniquities. The chastisement of my peace was upon me, and by my stripes you are healed. The Son of Righteousness shall arise with healing in his wings. And I want you right now to open your mouth and start encouraging yourself. I'm an ex-Pastor Ronnie. Encourage the people.
As Bishop was speaking tonight, right there at the end when he began to talk about the pain, here's what the Lord said. Just because you're in pain doesn't mean you're recovering. But through recovery, there is pain. Make sure if you're going to be in pain, that you're in pain recovering, and not just in pain because that's where you are. Therapy is painful. And so when you begin to walk on that wound, when you begin to lift up your hands, it doesn't mean that there's no pain. That means you're working through the pain. Because you're working towards something. You're working through it. You're working towards something. And that's what the word of the Lord says tonight. So in the name of Jesus, go ahead and declare, I might be crying, but I'm crying getting better. I'm on my way crying, getting better. I'm crying, but I'm getting better. I ain't always going to be like this. I'm crying tonight, but it may endure for the night, but my joy is coming. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, my pain is not just pain. My pain is because I'm recovering from something. In the name of Jesus. Devil should have killed you when he had you down. In the name of Jesus. I'm crying on my way to getting better. I'm hurting on my way to getting better. I'm hurting on my way to better days. In the name of Jesus. Tomorrow's going to be better than today. I am blessed, and what God has blessed, no man can curse. No man can curse it. Hallelujah, Jesus. See yourself. See yourself better. Lord, I see it. I declare it in the name of Jesus. Lord, I'm not entitled to it. I don't have a spirit of entitlement, but I'm going to fight the good fight. I'm going to fight the good fight. And as I fight, the stronger I get, and the stronger I get, the harder I fight.
Encouragement. Come here, Pastor Steve. Speak encouragement.
Speak over those tonight who have a loved one lost and far from God. And maybe where you're at tonight, you're looking and you don't see any way back for them. And you pray and you pray and you pray and you cry and you're on your knees and you may not see it happening in the physical realm. You may not see it happening right now. But I'm telling you right now, my loved one, your loved one, God is moving in the spirit realm. God is moving in the spirit realm. Hallelujah. Keep declaring it. Keep declaring it.
I will never go beyond what God told me to do. And this is what the Pauline epistles say. And according to Paul, he used this word, one another. Pray ye one for another. Bear ye one another's burden.
encourage one another. Be good to one another, especially people of the household of faith. In Facebook world, there's been a word called church hurt. And people will say, this is my church hurt. But instead of the church hurt, let's get the church encouragement, the church therapy. And this is what I want to do. I don't feel led to just pray for 100 folk. I want to do what David did, and I want to encourage as many people as I can. I don't feel led to just go lay hands on folks, but I feel led of the Lord to get, for it's high time for us preachers to get out of these pulpits, to get out of our nice cars and all this nice clothes and all this stuff and get down where the people are. It's time to get down where the people are and let the people know that we have situations too.
Thank you for joining us today. We hope you are blessed by listening to this message and invite you to join us at our Crystal River campus. We meet for service on Sundays at 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. Our midweek service and youth service is on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. We're located at 2180 Northwest 12th Avenue in Crystal River, Florida.